Blog Talk Radio.
I gave the phone running round, she gave the phone me. I gave up all the cocaine, now it's just me and the whiskey. I gave up my self-control, all my sanity. I gave up all my rowdy friends, now it's just me and the whiskey. Keep the glass, hand me a bottle. I'm on that highway to hell.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't worried about you, girl, don't worry about me. Well, I'm getting right in the bar lot, yeah, just me and the whiskey.
First time I heard of this guy, I saw him singing live.
That's right, we saw him live at, well, it was a Billy Joel Shaver concert. He did the opening. You know, some people thought they gave up on us, but no, we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Just us and the whiskey, man.
Summer break is over.
Right. This is Whitey Morgan and the 78s.
It's a new song, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a new album out off of Chicago-based Bloodshot Records.
This one here is Me and the Whiskey.
Yeah, find them on Spotify. Good stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Season 2, Episode 1.
People have been writing letters. They've been emailing. They've been texting. They've been sending me. They've been sending drones, checking on me, seeing what's going on. When is the show coming back? Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the magic returns. Tonight, this is the place. Live from the Eagle's Nest, Season 2, Episode 1, Larcher, Lawrenson, we're here for you.
That's right.
15 minutes.
My partner there, Al Larcher, at Larcher Than Life on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Clark in Chicago. And yeah, Al,
woo!
Give us a call, but make it quick.
Yeah.
For those of you listening live, it's 888-787-4827.
You know,
787-4827.
We got together this morning about 8 a.m., okay? You know, we got some coffee. We got a big Dunkin' Donuts coffee thing.
It was good.
We got some donuts. You know, we went for a morning jog, and we talked about the show. We got here to the studio about 7 hours ago. We set up all the equipment. Got all the, we talked to the promotions department.
Yep.
Got them on page. We figured out a start time. We got the ship ready. We put it
yes.
in the water. We checked the gas. We checked the oil. We checked the engine. And then we find out the dock closes right away.
Forgot to check the tire pressure.
Yep. Forgot to check the tire pressure on the boat because it turns out that we only scheduled the show for 15 minutes, which means if you're listening on podcast right now, you're fine. Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about the urgency in our voices. If you're there, if you're sitting at your desk, if you're right now, or maybe you're in your car on your way to work.
But if you were one of the millions and millions and millions of the alcoholics out there who tuned in to listen to this show live, to call in, to give your pithy thoughts, to make the magic live as we encourage you each and every week with our phone number. It doesn't matter. The phones get shut off.
Again, it's 888-787-4827, 888-787-4827. Al, over the summer break, I think May 6th was our last show, somewhere around there, maybe the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Moved the studio. Moved, but I had somebody ask me at a wedding, where are you guys at?
Yeah.
Where's the Larcher and Lawrence and Sports
What happened?
Show? Where are you at? I had somebody then ask me at a funeral the same exact question.
Wow, weddings and funerals. We are in demand.
That's where we are, guys.
Whew. Well, a lot's happened since we've been on break. Hulk Hogan became a rapist. Patrick Kane became
racist.
A racist.
Nope. Okay. Almost the other way around, but yeah, you're on it.
All right. One of the two R words you don't want to be called. They both got hit with labels. I'm sure they're both guilty. I mean, I don't know. It's just speculation. There's more tape on one than the other.
Well, you're going to on the Kane deal. It's going to come down to science, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then it looks like he's friends with the department a bit. Like his driver was an off duty cop.
He was a
things
cop
like that. So, I'd say that I don't see the charges happening?
Well, at the end of the year, from what I understand, it's really hard to win those cases. So if Patrick Kane offers her a lot of money, chances are she's taking it instead of going through the horror of a trial, which, I mean, he's still a rapist at the end of the day.
Well, he's not right now.
And he's from Buffalo.
Uh-oh. Weather going crazy. Yeah, flash flood.
All right, we're
flash flood.
Thank God we're in the Eagles' nest. We're very high.
We are. We're up
very high. And flooding isn't going to be an issue.
What was that? Huh?
Flooding's not going to be an issue. I wish you would focus.
What are you talking about flooding?
You know, season two, you think we would get the phone down now and not have to worry about you getting distracted by the twirling lights and
you've had it happen. The middle of the night, that thing goes off with that emergency alert thing.
No, I don't.
Why does it? It's too loud. You can't do anything about it.
Mine didn't go off. Did you hear any noise from
Amber
my phone?
Amber alerts, flood alerts for places not even near me. I turned it off.
My phone, you can turn the alerts off.
Why do you want to turn that off? You're going to need it.
You go to your settings and you turn the damn thing off.
I guess it's like the boy who cried wolf a little bit.
Yeah.
It kept going off, so you turned it off. You're going to need that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think I'm fine with weather.
You're
I've not had any incidences with the weather that have caused me to lose life, so I feel pretty confident I'd be fine.
Yeah, the Kane thing, does it put a damper on the three titles in the last 6 years?
No, I don't think it. I strongly believe in separation of athlete and deity. You know, I mean, he's not a god. He's a dude who you know, goes ahead and he plays a sport and he's the best at his job in a sport. Now, it turns out the guy is probably an asshole.
Yeah, there's only so many. Is that you now?
No, that's not my phone.
Who's going off? Oh, you son of a gun. Are you kidding me?
What is that?
Is that
what is
that?
No. What is that? See?
Oh, it was yours. Al.
Apparently, there's an emergency flood flooding in the area.
Huh. It's off, huh? You can just turn that thing right off. It's in the setting where it's at.
You know what? The technology today. You're the one who scheduled the show for 15 minutes. You can get off my ass for.
Yeah, we're gonna waste the time on this here.
No. I'm not gonna sit here and blame you all summer.
Oh man.
All winter. No.
Good summer, Al. One thing that's happening, and I haven't complained about it too often this season, which is surprising because the crowds are getting bigger. Down at Wrigley Field, the Cubs are getting better. You haven't been complaining about the traffic because you, my friend, are getting recreational.
Recreational?
Yeah, biking, hiking.
Oh, yeah, hiking. Yeah, I do. It's true. I bicycle every day to work, so I no longer drive. I don't have to put nitwits as before with the whole Cubs crowd. And, yeah, I know you're one of them. You're the leader of that parade. You got that big, dumb Cubs hat on with the baby blue and the baby. What is that thing? Does that Cub have a name? Does the little Cubby? Is that Clark, right? That's Clark? That's Clark.
No. Clark is not the logo. Clark is just the mascot.
Well, who's the logo?
Huh?
Don't have a name? No,
the logo, I forget the year of this one. It's like 45 or
okay,
something.
Okay, well, his name is Clark.
Yeah.
Just like you.
That is correct.
That's awesome.
I was the first Clark in that neighborhood, and I moved out because there's not room for two Clarks.
Well, who did they name the street after if you were the first Clark? That's Clark long before you were there.
They had
Nuts on Clark.
If you're playing the Back to the Future video game in the future, in 2015, aren't you really just playing present?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you're playing with 8-bit graphics, which mostly describes my life, to be perfectly honest. A lot's been going on. Of course, the Patrick Kane thing just put a damper on it. And I know the answer to this question. Where are you going to be on the day when they reveal the first
7th
with the big hockey game where they're revealing the cup and the rings? And I don't know what's going
to
happen there.
I would like to be at Wrigley Field.
But yet at the same time, chances are the Cubs are going to be in a playoff game at Wrigley.
Yeah, the one game playoff. Well, chances right now it would be in Pittsburgh. If it happened now, it'd be at PNC.
Okay.
But, you know, if the Cubs are lucky enough to be there, which we can talk about, they far exceeded my expectations. I bet if you go back and listen to one of the last couple episodes from last season.
Yeah.
Episode like 122, 123, something like that.
Right.
I was probably talking about, 82, 83 wins. That's all that I've been wanting. Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, they were 19 games above 500 before that game. Chris Sale, who was a tremendous pick for the White Sox, he kept them down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He kept them. They're 18 over. They could have gone over the mark. They could have gone 20 over. They're 18 games over 500, and that is way more than I expected. I expected two, maybe three.
Wow.
Something like that. The kids, the bats, they were gone. The bats are back.
I just know. I know you come from the Cubs losing tradition. You're part of that branch of the tree. And I know your expectations were probably much lower. I know that now we have this quality management team in place that we are going to exceed expectations, and we're going to style and profile and driving the bus right there to Wrigley Field for the big celebration party. And, you know, maybe the World Series this year. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to say that's not going to happen.
Anything's possible. Right.
Anything at all is possible.
There's a lot of Chase Utley talk. If you asked me about it,
That's a Utley
I need a
talk.
Second. I don't going to happen.
Yeah.
With the Chicago Cubs, the fit just isn't right for either end. It sounds like he wants to go to the West Coast, which, I mean, to be honest, you're an older ball player. That's where you should go.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast. Like, you should go be near the beach.
It's nice.
You're getting a little old. You deserve that. Sure. That's what you deserve.
I mean, either that or Florida.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Arizona, it's a little hot, right? In Arizona, right?
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I've been to Arizona.
I had a little bit of time spent this summer. I started riding with our friend Todd Johnson over at Doc
Johnson. Sure, solid fellow.
We went over and he asked me to start writing for him over at the Cub Junction.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's been a slow start. I've had some articles out there.
No, I've read some of your work. I mean, it is in depth, and I mean, I know the temperature of the game. I mean, it is.
It's about seventh grade level so far. Editing, working on it. I'm working on getting better. But I had an article that I wrote last night. It came out this morning about Theo Epstein, that new management team that you were just talking about, Al.
Yeah.
And the trades. You can vote over there as well. I shared it on my Twitter.
Okay.
If you'd like to take a look at Clark in Chicago, it's
there. A good read. It is.
It's a lot of you can vote as well. What is the best trade of the Theo era? Anthony Rizzo for Andrew Cashner? Or how about Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop that you got in the deal for Scott Feldman and Steve Clevenger?
Jake Arrieta, and what about this
Jake Arrieta, Al. I'm telling you, man, he's amazing this season. This season,
you're just watching video over there. Look at this live action of the Cubs.
Of here.
Boom!
This season, he's pitching out of this world. Oh, that was Strope after he celebrated. They're asking if that's too much. A lot of people have seen it. Strope struck out the White Sox there, got out of the inning, struck out Alexi Ramirez, I believe. And he celebrated. A lot of people think it was a bit much, but that's just stuff that you see.
Wait, where is he celebrating?
In the NFL, right there. That's him.
Wait, when's the celebration?
After a strikeout.
To
get out of the inning.
But is this the celebration?
Two guys on, they're up 6-5. Yeah, that's it.
He's just pumping his fist.
Yeah, it's like an Elvis. Elvis double clutches out there a lot.
And this is the controversial. I'm looking at the Lenny Bruce of baseball here.
The same guys that do the voting for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They're the same guys that think that's.
Oh, these old pricks are going to die in 5 years anyways.
Well, that's the thing. That's when they think the steroid era guys are going to get in. Hey, we're
they're upset going, about a fist pump.
We're going to be going off the live show in a minute and a half. Real quick. What's the wide receiver for the Bears? White?
Rowdy Kevin White.
Yeah, there it is. You got it. Nice. Kevin White, done for the year, maybe.
No, well, this is such shit. The only reason to watch the Bears this year was for White. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see the White run and Kevin Walls and. You know, Odell Beckham last year just set the league on fire. You were kind of hoping maybe there'd be magic in the bottle. Maybe the seventh pick in the draft, this kid was going to be just the to replace Mark. What's the idiot who went to the Jets? The troublemaker, Brandon Marshall.
Oh yeah,
you know, maybe we got a guy to replace who's not as big of an asshole.
I think one of the last shows with you, you were talking good about Brandon.
What?
You love Brandon.
No,
Marshall.
I always disliked that guy. He was a rabble-rouser from day one. And now he's just trashing the Bears nonstop. But for good reason, the Bears are going to be – this is going to be one of – this is going to be a Dave Wannstedt era.
Watching the 3-4 excite you a bit to see what they're going to do something different? They say those guys are going to be rushing a lot. You got Allen back there. McClellan's got himself the title of a starting inside linebacker.
Well, I'd certainly love to see a 3-4 and kind of, you know, watch the process unfold. You know, I don't know if you've ever done any gardening, Clark, but
you stick the seeds in the ground for the first 2 weeks, you're just staring at dirt.
Yeah, but you're out there, you're caring for it.
Well, nursing. Sure, you know, you're pissing in the sand or whatever the case is.
I don't think you're pissing in it.
You're watering it, you're giving it love, you're singing it Beatles songs and whatnot. But when it starts breaking out through the ground, you get a little excited. And then, of course, when it flowers and then you take the flowers off and you dry them out and you smoke, I mean, that's when the good happens.
Who's the...
But this is, this season, okay, what I'm saying, Clark, is this season we're staring at dirt. That's all we're going to be doing is staring at dirt on a fucking summer day without any shade.
Are you going to stare at dirt for over 3 hours once a week for 17 weeks?
Yes. As a matter of fact,
with a week off in between?
You'd be better off going outside in the freezing cold and digging off the snow and just staring at the cold dirt outside than the Chicago Bears team. That's how and this is going to be awful.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to watch. Remember, I just signed up for the NFL package.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Nice.
I'm going heavy into fantasy this year. This year, I want to be the draft king. I want to get the crown on my head. I want to be in those commercials being like, ladies and gentlemen, Al Larcher just won $1 million on DraftKings. Wow. Yeah, I did. You can be the next guy.
See, and you're going over there to DraftKings. I remember last year you were this damn excited about regular fantasy football. A league that we were in together, like you were confident that you had this thing wrapped up.
Well, let me tell you this, Clark.
How the hell did that season end?
I don't remember, but I just know this year I am the commissioner.
Oh, geez. And commissioner.
I'm setting the rules.
Oh, geez.
I'm going through leaguesafe.com. I'm making sure funds are secured. I'm making sure everyone pays. None of this because you're a troublemaker. I remember that. In most of your leagues, you don't pay till you're either going to win it or, then all of a sudden you forget.
The reason why I'm good league this year going into it and I'm going to be fully paid for the first time in forever is because I took second place last year and I won enough to cover 2 years plus this upcoming season. And I just said, keep it.
Well, bravo. That's sweet.
I'm going to stay above the red this year.
I hope it's not the Todd's league because that's now defunct. This is the Larcher administration. We don't.
This was a different league last year.
Because I want nothing to do with this. You holding over money.
Wait a minute. Is this a democracy here in this new league?
I tell you what
is going on here?
With this league safe, what they're going to do, Clark, is they are going to email you and they are going to pester you. They're going to text your phone.
Oh, you heard the ads.
They are going to call you at 3 in the morning. Yeah,
I
am paying for the service.
Get out of here. I'm paying for it. It's going to be a part of the dues, isn't it?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Of course.
Do your job.
And I also ordered
that. Commissioner.
Your job.
You're having people do your job for you?
No, Jesus. I am running a quality adult league, Clark. This isn't Kmart back in 1985 when I started playing.
Must.
You know, this is the real deal. And you know what else we're going to do? I'm ordering the draft kit. So we're going to have a big draft party. We're actually going to do it in person, unlike the computers. And I'm getting the draft board with the stickers you put the names on. So we can have a little fun there. So I'm not all, doom and gloom.
Need to be able to try to get out of the tour office.
Yeah, get out of the tour office.
You're doing it in the afternoon,
it's
huh?
It's a Sunday. Who goes on those dopey scooters on Sundays?
Well, some folks come after church.
Some people
go to the restaurant. Others go Segwaying.
Hey, speaking of your little scooter things, I just saw Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I watched it too.
You've seen it?
Get out of here.
What a great movie.
Go.
What a great movie.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, when he assembles the team of mall security cops, I was in, man.
That movie is offensive to diabetics. Offensive to diabetics. He just pulled the same trick again.
Well, it's part of it.
He had to lick a lollipop or something, and then this time he let somebody else's ice cream drip into his mouth or some gross shit like that.
Were you the kid who was bitching every time Popeye ate spinach?
No.
Of course not.
Superpowers. I ate spinach a lot because of Popeye.
I think I did too. Yeah. I have a strong, that's why I have so much iron in me. I'm not actually fat. I'm just, it's solid.
Oh, that's all iron?
It's all iron.
I get it. I was going to say you do a lot of the biking, my friend. So
I've become a cyclist.
Yeah.
I'm now that guy. I got I don't have the short
track. 300 miles in the last couple weeks.
320 miles in 3 weeks in 21 days.
Nice job. That's awesome. You are exploring the city.
Yeah, I'm everywhere, man. I like going out. I prefer mainly going out to the burbs and through the Forest Preserve.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been
everywhere, man. You know, that song basically starts right by Burning Man where I was stuck in the desert.
Really?
I was towing my pack down a dusty when a muck arose. The dust was, of course, the dust over by Burning Man. When a muck was right where we were.
Did you sing that song to yourself a lot?
Probably.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I think there's a lot of time to pass.
I mean, I don't remember. That was years ago now. But yeah, I would imagine that's exactly.
I don't mean to bring it back up. Well, you brought it up.
Let's see what else is going on. I mean, there's just been so much excitement since we've been.
Well,
I mean,
what did you think of the streak? Jay Cutler, mm-hmm. the streak without throwing an interception in practice.
What?
Yeah, he went about a full week. It was finally McClellan who finally got a hold of one on Saturday. It was his first one. They all kept saying it. It was over a week. You wow. didn't hear about this.
Yeah. No, I did not about preseason because it's preseason.
I recorded the game. I turned it on, did something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. I mean, it's good background noise. You put it on, you know, you let it flow. I know you've been, I mean, you've been to about what? There's been 400 Cubs games. I think you've been to about 120 of them.
I've been to quite a few. I was bad luck for Chris Bryant's first game in. I was bad luck for his second game in. The only two times that he didn't get a single hit. And I think he struck out every time but once in the two games that I was at.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. Things have turned around since. I was at the game down at White Sox Park on Saturday night when Jake Arrieta got the win. Kyle Schwarber came through. Our buddy Ross invited me down. It was really cool.
I know Ross.
It was good to go with a White Sox fan, a knowledgeable White Sox fan. They actually have smart fans as well. So it was really nice to be with him.
Is like smart fans, like smartphones?
Yeah. No, I know a couple of the White Sox actually that are smart. But
the majority of them, because they're real baseball fans, Clark.
There happen to be real baseball fans on the north
side. No, most of those fans are just brain dead, drunken slobs.
I know a lot of them via the internet. Yeah. Via Twitter.
I bet you do.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, and they're very good at what they do. Baseball's been fun. The energy at U.S. Cellular was amazing because it was about 50-50 probably.
Yeah.
But a lot of Cubs guys sitting next to White Sox guys, as I was, just discussing what's going on with the other team.
Oh.
I imagine there was a lot of Cubs fans just wanting to know, hey, wow. How disappointed are you? Because there was a lot of hype for the White Sox at the beginning of the year. And now you have Robin Ventura. He's been up. He's been down. They went a little streaky. They got a little good for a minute, and then it's coming back. And it doesn't look like Robin Ventura is coming back, and they are. They're quite disappointed.
Yeah.
Smarja ended up being a pretty big disappointment so sure. far in his White Sox tenure.
Right.
Chris Sale turned it around as he does.
Jeff Samard.
Yeah. Man, he struck out a lot.
He's brutal.
Fun time at the ballpark and a great Polish sausage.
Mm.
It was good.
Two things I could live without.
Really?
Yeah.
Polish with some kraut?
No. Italian.
It was good.
Italian green yeah. peppers.
Ross, he had a brat.
Okay.
With kraut. You can do that.
Yeah. What was his opinion on it? Did he give you a...
We didn't discuss it.
He didn't give you a review of it?
We didn't discuss it. I just know I enjoyed my Polish. I enjoyed my Polish.
I'm not a fan of the Polish sausage. I don't dislike it. I mean, it's good sausage, but in the spectrum of sausage, and you really shouldn't eat a lot of sausage. It's not great for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to pick your poisons. And if I'm going to pick my poison, I'm going to go with the best. And I don't think there's any better sausage than Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, chorizo's good, you know, with the Mexicans, they like that in breakfast. I like a good breakfast link.
Yeah. Ballpark food. To, you know, go with your buddies. You can grab things like that. A Polish sausage, a brat, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to the game with my wife.
Oh.
Tigers are up here at Wrigley. Well, the last time we went to a game, Al, my ballpark experience has been ruined.
Really?
The guys we were sitting next to were old guys with season tickets. They come in and they bring out their sack lunch, sandwich from home,
sacks out,
chips, all of it. So guess what I'm doing tomorrow night? She's bringing a sack.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, Wrigley Field allows it.
They let you bring in outside food?
Yeah, I'll bring in. You can bring in peanuts. You can bring in anything. So
what about allergies?
What
about
that?
What if a kid is running with a peanut allergy and you're sitting
going to the ballpark? You know there's going to be peanuts there, Al.
Why?
Oh, there's always peanuts at the ballpark.
Right?
Jesus, it's in the song.
It was a tradition on the damn planes too, but they got rid of it. What? Little kids kept dying.
Jesus.
There's a whole
peanut
epidemic.
Allergies. How are they that bad?
I don't
How know. Haven't we done something about that? That is ridiculous. I can't even carry a peanut pocket.
No.
What's going on with that?
You are offending millions of Americans right now who struggle with peanut allergies. They take it very serious.
Wednesday night.
Get shut down because
I'm going to the Tigers game with my mother and my sister. And
okay, hold on. Time out.
We got to go incognito that night.
Time out. See, like, all
My wife's going
in. No time for anything. I talk to you. I'm so stressed. I'm so stressed. We're trying to get the show scheduled. Oh, I'm stressed. I don't have any time. I'm stressed. You have been on like 17 vacations. You've been to 400 baseball games. And right now, you've just told me about 3 games you're going to.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
You just constantly. Yeah, I mean, how you should be the least stressful man in the world. You have absolutely, there should be zero stress in your life.
There isn't enough time for this. There's not enough. I want more family time. I want more time with my friends. You, my friend, you tried to call it off. You didn't want it to be up here.
Why?
So you wanted to do a phone in.
Yeah,
a quick you phone wanted in. To do it for today's show.
I'm shocked.
The opening week, and I'm like, man, you know, we already have the comedy accident meeting going on. I'm going to be coming up to the studio. This is planned.
Something tells me if we would have done the phone thing, we probably would have had longer than a 15-minute show.
Why is that?
It would have been right.
Well, some reason I got forgetful when I got up there.
Yeah. Well, Barry played Barry White music, and that'll do it every time. Well, that sounds.
What was that?
What
was that song? What was that song? Your song? What was your Barry White song that you always like?
What Barry White song I like?
You know, you always talk about it. The deep voice and everything.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I'm not a Barry White fan. I've really a big listener, to be honest.
Guys, when you go through the Second City program and whatnot, you learn how to improvise and things like that. And sometimes somebody brings up a song and you're supposed to go with it.
Actually, Clark, if you go back to your training, because I was trained by the great Michael Gelman.
Oh, you were.
You played.
He left, right?
Yeah, he's in Canada running a very good theater company. You played at the top of your intelligence.
Oh,
and if I don't know it, I can't just be like, oh, you're talking about sex and candy.
As a karaoke jockey and as a disc jockey who's been through a lot of music throughout your life, I'm sorry, I assume that you were on the same musical intelligence.
My level. First, my last, my everything, is that Barry White?
That's pretty good.
I think that's Barry White.
Close enough.
All right.
You could have gone with that.
Well, okay, that is the one. But see, now I'm being a fake. That's not. I like Bill Withers. Okay.
Oh.
I mean,
good stuff. Good stuff.
Bill Withers is if I'm gonna go in like some soulful, you know, you get in the mood kind of stuff. I'm gonna put on Bill Withers or Otis Redding.
Oh no!
Otis Redding said, "Try a little tenderness, Clark," and I think that's what you need to do in your
good
life.
Good song.
Try a little tenderness.
I will. Al. Yeah, I go to a lot of baseball games and things like that.
Yeah, we know. You nonstop. This is all you do. Your life has become this is an intervention, Clark. I think you're going to too many baseball games.
Would you be able to go to a game of your favorite team and not cheer for that team?
No.
Because Wednesday I'm gonna be in a situation where we're not gonna cheer for our team necessarily.
Why?
Like we can kind of.
What are you in, like owner's box or like?
No, just like a player seating area, player family, things like that.
Okay, this sounds like an episode of like
Seinfeld.
No, yeah, well, it is. It actually is.
They used to do that with,
right?
They used to do stuff like that with, right?
Yeah, they went to a game and Elaine couldn't wear the hat because they were in like the owner section.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a similar situation.
Right, not quite. You know. We're not going that high of the line there. We're not going to the governor's match.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Anyway.
No, I wouldn't. I would still show my allegiance to my team. Are you going out of state?
No, it's here in town. Yeah, it's good.
Is it a Cub? Is it a rivalry game?
Well, the bench coach is from our hometown. Friends with my mom.
Yeah,
gotcha. Stuff like that. So that's why.
But it's,
I mean, I like going to watch good baseball. And I can cheer, you know, I can.
But you're in your local town. The team you're cheering for is in that stadium.
Sure.
They're the outsiders.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a respect.
No, fuck that. You cheer for who you want to cheer. You cheer as loud as you do. Because you're not a guy who starts shit. You're not like, oh, your team blows.
Oh, that's true.
You know, you're a guy who'll be like, you'll clap when your team's, you know, I've seen you. You're friendly. You're not the loudmouth like me.
Oh, the loudmouth. Hey. Speaking of which, guys, earlier today, just to make sure that we had everything ready to roll, the AT&T phone call with Al. Al, you are 30 years as soon as you get on the phone.
Well, you've got to be
20 to 30 years older. Boom, you age. I mean, guys, you were going with the she asked you, she said, hey, have you noticed any construction outside lately that may have cut any of the lines by chance? And you're like, this is Chicago, honey. There's construction all over the place. They're digging holes everywhere. Arr.
I gave the fake laugh because I was being cheesy.
Oh, my God. It was something else. In the other one.
It's true, though.
Then you snuck in the old comedy accident bit.
Yeah, I couldn't. We used to do a bit with calling comedy.
Yeah.
I was calling AT&T, and actually, they had on hold before. I think it was like the theme to Entertainment Tonight or something. And I couldn't remember what it was. And then that got me thinking of the bit because that was the actual bit we did.
Right.
So when she was like, do you need anything else?
Oh,
I go,
poor girl.
You know what? Can you just put me back on hold? I want to hear the song. You know what song that was?
Oh, she paused for us 2 seconds. That's time for a pause to where she didn't know how to answer.
No. And then she's like,
poor girl.
I'll put you on hold for like 2 minutes and then I'll come check on you. I'm like, yeah,
no, I'll hang up by then. You're such a grumpy old man on the phone.
Well, I didn't want to. That was being nice to her.
Oh, it was amazing. It was brilliant. It was fantastic. Speaking of summer, we're going to talk about your experience over the 4th of July, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Do you enjoy Austin, Texas?
Oh, yeah.
What was the show?
I went to a buddy of ours, Brent, and I. We decided to go, where's the most American place you can be on the 4th of July? So we decided we needed to go to Willie Nelson's picnic in Austin. In Texas, and see Willie Nelson. Man, what a show. Sturgill Simpson was there, Jason Isbell, Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson,
yep.
Merle Haggard,
nice.
David Allen Coe, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Billy Joel Shaver, that broad, Chaser Cupid, Arrows, Casey Musgrave,
yeah.
Who wow. Brett, by the way, did not like.
Not
very
a fan.
Not against her.
Wow.
But, you know, I understand why.
What,
I mean, she's very poppy. The show was good.
Yep.
You know, with Eric Church.
Oh,
it was
all right.
The semi-headliner. He was the new kid.
Headliner.
And, you know, by that point, we were wandering around the forest earlier in the day. Not the forest, but the lake, the riverfront of Austin. So we were well worked out. And we'd been drinking all day, you know.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
So I think we kind of sat on the side of that. Oh, Jamie Johnson. He was there, too.
Oh, good.
How about Jamie? Asleep Jamie the
Johnson, good show from Jamie.
Yeah, he was good.
What about Sturgill?
Sturgill was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very hot. You know, it was, and he was out on stage, like, right when the sun was, like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, where the sun was just beating down on him. And the energy he was putting out with the sun shooting back at him and him just dripping sweat, but it was a really good show. I appreciate
it. He was just fighting through it basically up there. Is he a man who perspires a lot during a show?
He had some energy. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. There was definitely some sun cool. there. Cause he's not cool. a talkative fella. You know what I mean? He's not he's out there. Like, oh, I'm going to welcome. He's not Garth Brooks. You know, he's more like a George Strait.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely not a bore like that Alan Jackson. My God, is that man? Yeehaw! That
just,
man,
boring, just but... a guitar and
his band,
big white cowboy hat.
I mean, the moment for me is they just opened the pavilion up. Kinky Big Dick Friedman, who was the first morning show I did with Lisa B. My first guest was Kinky Friedman. Kinky Friedman hosted the show, and it was good to see the Kinkster in person. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he brings out Chris Christopherson. And Christoph, wow. No band, just him, a guitar and harmonica. You know, the dude wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
Wow.
And to hear him, and he kind of stumbled through it. He had the wrong harmonica.
Christopherson did, huh?
Just, oh, yeah. I mean, the guy wrote Sunday Morning Coming Down from Johnny Cash. I mean, it was just to see this legend, we were able to go really right up to him. It was like front row because no one was there yet. And he played for about 20 minutes, and that was wonderful. And
oh, that's cool.
The best performance was Jason Isbell, but it was a great show. It's great to be there.
You had a good time with it. I'm a little upset I'm missing a Farm Aid coming up on September 19th out at Northerly Island.
You love that Northerly Island.
I mean, I work down by there. I've taken tours out by there. But it's him, Willie Nelson, Dave Matthews, somebody else.
Yep. Neil Young.
Oh, yeah. And John Mellencamp, the Cougar.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he'll be out there. He's from Indiana.
Yeah, he is from Indiana. As a matter of fact, I knew a buddy whose cousin,
oh, Ralph.
Ralph's cousin,
you guys know Ralph.
Married a bodyguard for John.
Oh.
So I got some cool cougar stories. The guy's seemed like a good guy.
Good
fine Midwestern boy, you know?
I saw him down at Tinley Park once.
I'm not going to see the show because
no, not there.
Because Dave Matthews threw and piss on people.
Is that why?
Float Nago River.
Oh, get out of
so
here. That's
I
not why you're not.
I completely will not go. I will not support that. I love
that
the farmers. I lived with the farmers. I've been in a farming community. And those people are the salt of the earth, and I will support a farmer to the day I die, but I am not going to go to that show because Dave Matthews threw his waste, his filth, his just from his bus onto people underneath on a boat in the Chicago River.
You know what they do with it
Lake
now?
Michigan.
They donate it to farms now for fertilizer.
That's what they should have done to begin with.
Well, it was a mistake. It wasn't Dave Matthews. That guy doesn't work for Dave Matthews anymore.
Well,
that guy
should.
Under your nose, whatever
no.
they're running.
No.
If you start writing WE, your GM dream job.
Yeah.
If you start running one of these football programs, uh-huh. one of these pro football programs.
Yeah.
Like the Chicago Bears or
right,
the New
right,
York
right. If I became the general manager of the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the new Milwaukee team. You could get a Milwaukee team if you wanted.
Okay.
That'd be fine. If you were doing that and you had somebody worked under you this shit, would you want everybody to look down upon you, mm-hmm. down upon what you've done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if that guy took care of the situation and cut him go, if Patrick Kane is found guilty and they cut him go, is it all right to go back to the United Center?
No.
So you're going with no?
I'm not going to the United Center because Patrick Kane's a race.
You weren't going in the first place.
You know what?
The same with this Dave Matthews.
I bought Bears tickets the other day. Okay.
Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears tickets for a game later.
You can get them for free again, probably.
Yeah,
I
know.
Last year, that just.
I got ripped off. At the end of the day, I got ripped off.
Shit.
I mean, the person didn't purposely rip me off, but the price that he sold it for was the market value.
Yeah.
So he wasn't doing anything sleazy. But when I thought about it, it's like one of the last games of the season. It's like January 1st or January 3rd.
Wow.
It's going to be freezing ass cold.
Yeah.
The Bears are out of contention.
Yep.
Those tickets were probably free at that.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be below zero. And I'm going to be sitting there watching them lose to the damn Detroit Lions. And I'm not happy about it. Like I bought the tickets and now I'm like, I don't want to go to a football game. You know, the hassle when I could be sitting at home, I got the NFL package. I could be watching all 17 damn games. I could be looking at the red zone. I could be having a drink that doesn't cost me $9,
okay.
and I don't have to freeze my ass off sitting in that waste of space over there in that spaceship on Lakeshore Drive. It was a dumb move. It was a waste of money.
Not a bad seat in the house.
Speaking of good money,
they had to do something. Well, I mean, it makes sense. They needed to update. The stadium was on the registry for it was on that list for National Historic Places.
Oh, they had to do what
they had to do something.
I'm just saying it's cold. It's gonna be cold, and I'm gonna be miserable. And it was a dumb move.
Not
it's
a bad
dumb to go to a Bears game. It's
Dude,
dumb to go
layer up and take care of the feet first.
I think it's dumb to
layer
go live
up,
sporting events in general.
Well, in the NFL, I mean, you have the setup now. You got the package.
Sure,
you can watch the network. You can watch the red zone. You can watch it all,
with the exception of maybe basketball.
Okay,
I don't think there's a reason to go to a live sporting event anymore.
Baseball is awesome to go to. You're not a fan, so I understand.
I've been to
studios. But I enjoy it so much. There's so much happening.
I'd rather
there.
Go to Guantanamo.
There's a lot of baseball happening there.
Yeah.
And baseball, though, is a slow
a lot of drinking
sport that
happening
catching
there.
Up with some friends is all right to do at it. It's
I'd rather
good place.
I'd rather invite those.
It's a different experience than that, but it's a good place.
I'd rather invite those friends to a nice bar and watch the game on a TV with the drinks a little the surface 1,000 times better and the urinals working.
All right. Hockey's fun live. Hockey's more fun live than on TV. It's easier to get into.
Yeah, it's just easier to be stoned and watching on TV, though, than dealing.
Okay.
Going to the madhouse on Madison and dealing with all those maniacs.
Yep.
Not worth it.
No,
Money spent, by the way. I'm going to see Burt Reynolds. I got a meet and greet with my buddy Burt Reynolds this Saturday. I don't know if there's anything you want me to say.
You're losing on Wild Turkey Wino over there.
That's okay. It's actually not on.
Oh, okay.
Just telling me the remote died. Yep.
Oh, I thought they disconnected.
No.
Oh, they're still there?
Everyone's fine. Yep.
All right. Magic?
I know you get distracted.
Is it Magic?
No. It's football. It's a new Madden game. It's a preview of the new Madden game.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
that's right.
Not Magic the Gathering.
Oh, there's Devin Hester's there.
Yeah. Right? I would not be.
Who's on the
be
cover?
Involved with that.
I knew who was on the cover. It's Odell Beckham, right?
It's Odell Beckham. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. That's right. That's a Giants uniform.
I know how you're like a little dog and things get distracted a little bit. So I'm going to see Burt Reynolds this week. Very excited about that.
It's 10:09 and your battery on your controller is pretty fine.
It is. Okay.
It's almost
Do I need to turn the TV off?
Destiny, is that like a movie?
Destiny is a great game.
Okay.
It's a little much sometimes. It's kind of boring, but it's a beautiful game.
Why don't they have him making the catch? Can they not do that?
What?
Beckham.
That's not Beckham.
Oh, who is
that? Madden 15, and that's Richard Sherman, I believe.
Yeah. On the cover of Madden 16, though, is it Beckham making the catch?
Madden 16 is...
Oh, it's him making a catch.
Yeah. It's stretched out, grabbing a ball.
Does he have a chance to live up to the hype?
Well, when you set so many NFL records in your rookie season, I think so. Burt Reynolds, because that's a big that's a big lunch date.
What were we talking about?
Saturday. Friday, you know who I'm meeting with?
Yes, I do. The Million Dollar Man, Ted. No.
No, no, no.
You already met him.
His protege. The man he brought in at SummerSlam 88.
Virgil.
No.
IRS.
No.
It'd be a name of Mean Mark.
Yeah, that's
Mark
right.
Callis.
That's the Undertaker himself. I'm going to get a little time with the take.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got a little mania. I got an urn. It was a baby urn, but I dusted it out. I took the ashes out of there. So now it's just an empty urn. I'm going to bring that.
Yep.
And I'm going to hold that up in the picture of the Taker.
Oh, that's great.
That'll be some fun times.
He should like it. He should like it a lot. That's awesome.
I'm seeing him on Friday. Sunday, he will be stepping in the ring with the Beast himself.
Where's that at?
Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, I think in New York.
Yes, I would say that is. Yeah. I've got to ask you. I haven't really seen lately. I've tried to keep up reading a bit, but I watched Battleground, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
I liked his entrance.
It was cool.
I liked him doing it. Sure, maybe had a hard time getting Brock up, but who cares?
Right.
Brock's an animal, and he's in pretty damn good shape. Taker.
He is.
Like, at his age, for not wrestling much, I think he's going to be able to put on a hell of a match.
I think he was supposed to look bad at the WrestleMania match. I think they were supposed to sell that Brock Lesnar is this beast who down Taker. And then within that match, Taker concussion, legitimate concussion.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, he was concussed in that match.
In the match that he lost to Brock?
Brock.
Okay. Yeah.
He was, if you watch it, he's out cold. I mean,
so not this year's WrestleMania.
The previous, the Brock one.
He was concussed.
He was concussed. Damn. So if he could not be concussed, I do. Like, how do you get out of this without destroying one of those guys? My take is I think you have to have Brock Lesnar win.
Yeah. He wins again.
And I think Taker goes down and then you start building up. Okay. Taker is ready to retire now. He's going to do one more match at WrestleMania and take out so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then he'll go out with a victory.
Now, who do you put him against? Or do you not want to go there yet?
I don't know. I don't know.
Either.
That's interesting. Either. I mean, it can't be Hulk Hogan because he's
Hulk
a racist.
Hogan's not allowed. Oh, you got right.
He got banned from wrestling because, you know, he's you know.
Wow. I mean, he sets a pretty bad
thing. A black buddy of mine,
that long,
which just makes me sound like a racist. Yeah, my one black friend. And no, he's not really a friend. He's just a buddy.
Yeah.
There's a buddy of mine who happens to be African. Him, you know, like, hey man, what do you think about
Hulk Hogan?
About Hulk Hogan,
Terry Bollea.
And he's like, he's a big white guy from Florida. He's like, I've known it my entire life. He's like, there's no question. He's Trailer Park guy from Florida. Of course he's
right,
a racist.
Right, right.
I'm like, you know what? I never thought of Hogan in that context, one way or the other.
Right, me neither. It never came up.
And I don't think you get rid of the history. Like, I understand why you have to fire him.
Right, me too.
Like, it was the right move. It had to be done.
Definitely.
The WWE needed to start themselves. I hope they bring him back at some point, and I think they will, because I can disassociate a character from a person.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I don't like Tim Robbins. I think he's the douche who's like politics. Sean Penn. Oh,
yeah, you agree with them all over.
Sean Penn, I think, is a peanut. I don't like what his worldview. But if he's in a movie, if he's in a movie, if it's a movie, well, you know what? If it's like the Ric Flair life story and Sean Penn is playing Ric Flair,
you're down.
I'm gonna go see it. And if he does a good job, I'm gonna say, hey, he did a good job. I think Jim Brown's a racist.
Oh.
You know, the Browns. Uh-huh. And he might have legitimate reason. Like he was in football in a time when segregation was a big deal.
Sure.
And I'm sure there was hatred thrown at him definitely. That I couldn't even most imagine.
Definitely.
But I know now, like the old man Jim Brown, I heard him say things about white people. I've been like,
definitely.
Oh, this much. He doesn't like white people, and that's fine. But you know, I might not want to hire him for my product or my company, but I'm not going to erase the football. I'm not going to erase the running he did and the miles he put on his body because it was incredible. You know, I think he Patrick Kane, you know, one of the greatest of all time. If they find him guilty and he goes to jail, then he goes to jail and he deserves that.
Right.
If no he weasels his way out of this, or if he was set up, You can't take away hockey. I mean, you can't take away what he's done and what he will do moving. You may not him. You may not want your kids not to have his poster, but I don't think you may say, hey, that's a really good guy at his job, but he's a bad person.
Right.
You know, you may be able to set an example of him, but you don't take away that he's good at his job.
Right. Look,
you forget. You don't erase it. And that's what the WWE slogan that exists.
Well, you know, and before that, he tried another character before that, and he did that for a while, and then that All-American, eat your vitamins, say your prayers, all of that, the 24-inch pythons, like All-American.
Right.
That stuff coming out, I mean, I can't believe that Terry was going home and wearing an American flag way home every night, you know?
No.
He wasn't really riding that motorcycle down with the flag and the kids, you know, behind him. That didn't happen in real life. That was the character.
When Hulk Hogan or John Cena or any of these guys pander to the tropes.
Right.
I clap. I'm like, yeah. You know, when they're like, you know, some I can't do it without people in Durham. But I know they're saying that just to get over.
Sure. There's promotional value to it. But there's promotional value to anything. I mean, every sporting event you go to now, they honor somebody. They honor a troop. That's a bit of brand imaging, no matter how you look at it.
And it's obnoxious.
It's obnoxious. How is it obnoxious? You hate to stand up?
No, it's
you
like,
stand up and clap and acknowledge somebody.
I go to a football game for football. I don't need to be reminded of how hard our troops work. I respect our troops, and I give time to our troops, and I believe in our troops.
You give time to our
troops? Yeah, I've done stuff with FW.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm chair with veteran organizations. I'm firmly behind our troops. I believe it. I love America. I fucking love America. But when I'm there at a halftime show, I want to see some asses twirling. I want to see some Jesse White tumbling. I want to see, you know, fireworks. I want to see Fallout Boy do some horrible music. Whatever the case may be, that's what I want. I don't want to, you know, sit there and clap for 10 minutes for some, you know, a 90-year-old veteran walking to the 50-yard line. I'm happy he's got his moment. Good for him. You know what? He doesn't have to have that moment. That defines a veteran. That's not how we need to remember veterans.
You just spent 2 minutes on justifying not standing up and clapping for a veteran.
Well, I'm going to stand up, clap, and then I'm going to go to the bathroom and get nachos.
Sure.
Isn't that what people do to
halftime? That's your good excuse to go. That's great.
So the time we're supposed to honor our veteran is the time normal people go
the
nachos.
Proper amount That's of times that you need to stand up at a sporting event. What is the proper amount of times to stand up?
By choice?
No, just at a game in general. At the beginning, of course, for the
national anthem. Yeah, right.
For a big play.
For your team coming on the field.
Okay.
You stand up for that.
Yep. For third down in a huge situation.
Sure. Yeah. You gotta get it in deep when your defense is on the field in third down, third and short, in an important play. Yeah, you stand up, you cheer a little.
In a soccer match, they start to stand up when somebody's getting near the goal. I saw it. It's weird.
It's because it's soccer,
it's weird.
Man.
All right, so there it is. And the restroom, do you wait for the quarter or in the half?
I will tell you this right now.
Just so you don't have to stand up again?
No. I'm going to tell you this. I am an adult male.
Okay.
I know how to time the bathroom so I can have 3 to 4 hours where I don't have to go. And I do it during game. I don't go to the bathroom.
Most people should do that. Why don't you do that?
You're the one who's going to the bathroom.
If more people had done that at Wrigley Field on opening night, we wouldn't have been talking about
it. Have you ever seen me go to the bathroom during a sporting event? Because I see you go every time.
Yeah, there's. You need to go stretch. You need to get up and move a little.
I don't need to move. I'm going to watch the sport, which I've said.
the stadium. That's going on there.
Again, why I don't like going to live sporting events anymore, because I could go, I could sit at home. I got a toilet right 10 feet from here.
You
got
to take in the whole experience. I mean, you're paying for the whole experience of the NFL game. That's mm-hmm. what you're paying for.
Okay. Well,
so SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Yeah. I think Lesnar's going to win. I don't know what Cena and Rollins. That's another one. How do you end that? There's a lot of intrigue, and those are the only two matches.
Cena's not gonna win the title, right?
So you're gonna have him lose?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's been doing so well with the promotion of the U.S. belt. I mean, I think making that belt relevant. That belt is more relevant currently than the championship. I know that they've been trying to push that, but when Ryback had it, I wasn't all too interested.
I mean, when was the last clean world title finish? It's been a while.
Well, yeah.
Let's say this is a legitimate sport.
Didn't he get a real pin on Rollins? They kept the guys in the back.
But wasn't Bray Wyatt, didn't he pop up? And that's what set up the Bray Wyatt Rollins feud now?
Maybe. No, not Rollins. I'm talking Ambrose.
Ambrose.
Ambrose, it might have been.
He might have.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand his character, who's always going to wheeze a lot of wins.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
But, I mean, so basically, you got to have somebody attack Cena, and then that sets up Cena's next feud. You know, are you going to have Owens do it again? Because I'm a little tired of that. I think everyone is. We've moved on from Owens.
That's seen enough.
So maybe Sting. I know you got a hard on Sting, but then Sting's a bad guy, but not really, because no one likes Sting. It's a cluster. I don't have an answer.
No, I don't either. As I said, I like what he's done for the U.S. belt.
Well, to quote Mean Gene, I guess we're going to have to find out this Sunday live and only on pay-per-view.
Starting at 6 p.m., huh?
Oh, they're going 4 hours. 4 hours, and they got two matches.
We're going to watch all of it. And after you haven't had enough of SummerSlam,
right?
Episode 2, we're going to be doing it live, and we're going to have more than 15 minutes of live that night.
Yeah, I hope so, because we got to take some – you know, we get the weirdest callers. It's like the police know – the fire department knows, hospital knows, on nights when it's a phone, the crazies come out. What I've learned in radio, what I've learned in podcasting, what I've learned in life in general is when it comes to these podcasts, the weirdos come out on pay-per-view nights.
All right. I'm in. That we did one here after WrestleMania.
We did.
In this studio, and there were some excellent callers.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We don't have any drops tonight either. That's I know a lot of people have been tuning into the show, getting ready for season 2. They fell in love with the drops. Yikes.
The celebrity drops are a big thing there.
Right. None tonight. None.
Well, see, I'm gonna make it this season.
Okay.
No matter how long it runs, I try to get 5 celebrity drops.
Okay.
5.
5.
Yep.
Man, I wish I could get Burt Reynolds to give me a drop. It's not gonna happen. Like they've strictly say.
On the ticket?
Well, no, I mean, it's not a ticket. We're having a lunch date.
No taking your own photos.
It's very private about, his affairs. So you can't be
having a lunch date with Burt Reynolds?
Damn, me and Burt.
Just two of you.
Just the two of us. And I'm going to wear that dopey, oversized cowboy hat like Norm MacDonald does when he plays him on SNL.
You're pretty ballsy. I think that's ballsy. He might punch you in the face.
Then I get punched by Burt Reynolds.
That's pretty awesome.
Win-win.
Yeah.
If let's say I wear the giant cowboy hat and Burt Reynolds is like, you know what, get out of here. We got something to talk about next week.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And if everything goes good, then you know what, me and Burt, well, you know, maybe I'm pitching him a movie idea.
Yeah. You want a movie?
I'd like him to finance and star in it along
Does
with me.
Does he still appear in movies?
What's I think so.
What's he look like these days?
He looks a little. He looks old. I mean, he definitely looks older, but he's still got the stash.
All right.
You know, I'm thinking, should I have the stash too?
Probably.
I mean, I got the Hogan stash and the Hogan neck.
You're doing lunch with him?
Yeah. We're just doing sort of.
Definitely.
You know, roundabout way.
Did Hogan make a comment?
No.
On the Hogan stash?
No.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I love Hogan, by the way. He came back here right after the racist stuff went down. He was at the same sports show I met him at.
Oh, yeah.
And he showed up. That was when we canceled. Shows up, and every picture he posted from that show is him with black people.
I saw that.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Everything he posts.
He's retweeting it.
Any picture of him, if you're a black person and you have a picture with Hulk Hogan, send it to him, and he will post it right on the website.
It's not a idea.
I don't think it seems
I
weird.
I don't think it's an
If somebody accused
somebody
me,
telling him that he's an old man, like, he doesn't know this. He thinks that it's the right thing to do.
I mean, like if somebody accused me of being a racist and I just posted pictures of like me with Rudy Ray Moore and like me with, you know, all my black friends, it would be a little strange.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. About being Burt Reynolds, if I did, Al, I would hear is Norm MacDonald's impersonation of him doing it.
Yeah.
Am I right? Now, if I stop by a KFC, I'll just hear MacDonald playing Colonel as well.
Yeah.
I was saying all I hear is MacDonald's Burt Reynolds if I'm there with Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Are you at all aware of this?
I think Burt Reynolds is going to be Burt Reynolds, and that's going to be enough Burt for me.
I'm in. I like it.
Oh, the guy from Burt's Bees died. Did you see that?
When?
Like over the summer.
Over the summer?
Yeah.
A lot of things over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the stuff we missed.
I miss doing this show. We might as well come back too. And do it again next week.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Did we forget everything? Missing anything?
I mean, the SummerSlam. This just in.
Mm-hmm.
Guest host, one of your favorite guys, Stewart, is the host of this SummerSlam. I know. Yeah. You got to be happy with him now that he's done doing that. Now he's just going to be, he's already a heel to Al Archer.
Yes.
He is a heel to Al Archer. Perfect.
I know who I'm booing in that go, situation.
Guys. You're going to be buying a John Stewart shirt at a WWE event.
I've only been to one event where a famous person. Can you guess you already know the answer to this.
Huh?
I've been to one wrestling show where a famous person was the host. They actually had them as the host, like this John Stewart deal.
Oh, yeah. I don't recall for sure. Was it like Pete? Was it the WrestleMania?
Nope.
No, who was it?
It was.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That one guy.
All right.
No. He does like cop shows.
Yeah, you're going to have to tune in.
He's an old man.
Guys,
no, help me out here.
No, please. Do you want me to Google it?
Harry Nielsen. What's his name?
This is just fantastic.
Nelson.
Episode
Naked Gun. Who does Naked Gun?
Right where that.
Leslie Neal was the host.
Oh, I do know this.
From that SummerSlam I was at.
Man.
Was it?
Yeah, it was SummerSlam. Yeah,
at the UFC.
Yeah, the first event ever.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I completely forgot. What did you call him?
Huh?
The old man. He didn't.
Harry Neal.
Leslie Nielsen.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, I just watched that new movie with him.
Taken 6?
No. Three. It's his son doesn't get taken, but he has to protect his son. So it's like protecting.
God.
It was like, I couldn't sleep last night or something.
Do you know what a Liam Neeson has? It's amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
He created, like, that's just what he does.
He protects people.
It's the same movie.
Over and over.
It's unreal.
And I'd watch every time.
No, I'm in. I am in. What do you think? You got anything over here? You want to just go with something?
Yeah. What about, you got some Sturgill? You want to do some little Sturgill?
Yeah, we'll see. Is it there?
Yeah, it's there. What's the matter with
you? Yeah, I guess he's not one of them.
Just pop that right there.
Yeah.
Go with that good truck driving song. I love truck driving song.
That's the top.
Long white.
Right. You heard it from Al Archer. That's gonna take us out tonight.
Yep. You're muted, so you can just hit play, cue it up.
Oh.
I don't mean to walk you through this, Clark. You hit pause first. Hit pause before you turn the volume on. See, I know you're paid, but don't even bother. Just
go with it.
And then as soon as ready to hit it, it's there. It's boom. We can talk out right on the music.
I appreciate you teaching me how to DJ and kind of produce. Actually, I really do.
All right, friends, we're headed down that road once again. I'm Al Archer. He's Clark Lawrence, and this is episode 1 and 2. Clark Lawrence. I won't be long for a long, long time. Yeah, that's good. Right up. I hit it. That's called hitting the mark.
That was good. I'm impressed. I woke up, my baby's gone. I don't care where I go. Push it, rig, push it out of my mind. Yeah.
Somebody wants to know what's coming in so-and-so. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for him home at night. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the internet home at night. New York City, Mexico. This old rig is humping and rolling. She's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's the time of this so-and-so, tell them I'm somewhere looking for it. Tell them I'm somewhere for it. Him and I know what I'm going to do. This old rig coming and rolling, she's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's the time of this so-and-so, tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of the line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of the line. I won't be round this old town, getting more of a long, long time on the hit road, not looking for the end of the line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end.